The Gospel lesson from Luke. There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on earth, distress among the nations, confused by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will faint from fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now, when you see these things begin to take place, stand up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. Then he told them a parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is already near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Be on guard so that your hearts are not weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of this life, and that day does not catch you unexpectedly like a trap. For it will come upon all who live on the face of the earth. Be alert at all times, praying that you may have the strength to escape all these things that will take place and to stand before the Son of Man. This is the gospel of grace.
Thanks be to God.
Well, this morning we lit the candle of hope, and I was thinking all week long about all of those adages we have about hope, both sacred and also secular, in our vernacular. Keep hope alive. Hope springs eternal. Hope floats. The audacity of hope. Hope is the thing with feathers that perches in the soul and sings the tune without the words and never stops at all. That's Dickinson. Hope is a waking dream. That's Aristotle. Keep your hopes high. Hold your hopes. She's running out of hope. He's hoping against hope. They've all but given up hope. It's a hopeless case. It's a hopeless cause. All hope is fading. All hope is gone. All hope is lost. And to these this morning, I bring one more. All hope is found. When most people think of hope, what they're really thinking of is something like optimism or cheerfulness or a positive outlook on life or a bullish bet on the economy. Hope is something you get out of a Hallmark card or through the power of positive thinking. Hope is a commodity. It's something purchasable, something preachable. Hope is something that you pay me to give to you. And would that I could do it. Our budget would be so much better. But hope isn't something I can simply serve up in a sermon. It's not something that can be bought or sold or bartered for an honorarium. Hope is a grace. It's a God-given grace, freely given to us before the foundation of the world was set in place, only to be found by us after the foundation of that world, well, it falls apart. Listen to today's gospel lesson. It's apocalyptic preaching. There are signs in the sun and moon and stars. The seas are rising, the waves are crashing, the nations are reeling, the heavens are shaken. All this, and Congress isn't even in session. People are fainting from fear and foreboding about what it is that the world is coming to. The world is falling apart. And what they are to find after the foundation falls through is not optimism. It's hope. It's hope, or it's despair. In the text, there is a warning about dissipation and drunkenness. I used to read that text and think of it as though the church was being a bit too overly obsessed about alcohol. After all, didn't Jesus turn the water into wine? Yet here in a few moments, we'll turn it into Welch's. But then through my own lived experience, I realize that the church, the early group of followers of Jesus, they were not a bunch of teetotalers all against alcohol. They were not prohibitionists. They were, however, a group of people worried about dissipation and drunkenness because they knew that they can lead to what we now call deaths of despair. Suicide, cirrhosis, and other terminal diseases related to the abuse of drugs and alcohol and their links to depression. Life can be hard. For a lot of people, it can feel like it's falling apart. Maybe it is falling apart. The foundation falls through. So we can see then why so many find themselves trying to escape their lives through the bottom of a bottle. The fact of the matter is, there is no escaping life. There is no escaping pain or guilt or loss in life. And all of these things will inflict or befall us at some point or some place in life, no matter how much optimism we may have. That is why, in the end, it's not optimism But it's hope that we have that helps us to make it through. Hope is what we have when the optimism is all gone. Hope is what we have when the world falls apart and the foundation falls through and the temptation to dissipation and drunkenness and despair set in. Hope is the gift from God we find when we're at the end of our rope. Or better, it's the gift from God that finds us when we realize in our own power, we just can't cope. This is a core principle of Alcoholics Anonymous, and it is an article of faith in the ancient Christian tradition. Hope does not come of our own merits. It's not something we can just wish upon ourselves. It's a gift from God. It is not something that can be bought or sold or that I can make you believe. It's a miracle from God that if we don't have it right now, okay, but we must wait to receive. And sometimes we have to wait a long, long time. In the Old Testament lesson today, the prophet Jeremiah begins to speak of hope. His nation is on the verge of ruin. The capital has been attacked. The temple is in the process of being destroyed, and all of the capable leaders were either killed or have been exiled. This was all the result of decades of poor and rebellious leadership in the city and seat of David. It was a devastation for the nation. But just then, even as the smoke can still be seen in the skies up above Jerusalem, Jeremiah begins to speak, to prophesy a word of hope. The days are surely coming, he says, when the Lord will cause a righteous branch to spring up for David, and he shall execute justice and righteousness throughout the land. The days are surely coming. Jeremiah did not live to see it. He died. His whole generation died. But heeding his words, they did not die in despair. They died in hope. And a generation or two later, after the exile, Jeremiah's people returned to Jerusalem, and from the rubble of the ancient city, they began to build their temple and their nation again. And generations after that, a young child born from the family of David came to be dedicated in that new temple. And they gave that child the name Jesus, which means God saves us. God saves us. And as Dr. King said in his I Have a Dream speech, standing on the steps of Lincoln's memorial and looking out towards the marble of our own nation's capital, out of the mountain of despair, a stone of hope was hewn. It was a generation plus for Jeremiah's people. It was 400 years for Dr. King's. I don't know how long it will be for you or for us. But I do know this. Beloved, I know this by faith. Hope endures. And it is buried beneath the rubble, just waiting for us to find it, right when we need it, from the very foundation of the world. St. Paul said, suffering produces endurance, endurance produces character, and character produces hope. We certainly got a lot of characters in this place. And we've got a lot of hope. What I want to tell you today is, it's just waiting. It's just waiting to be found. Optimism is what we have in the beginning, but hope is what we have in the very end. And in the end, the God of all of our hope, who is our very last hope, will be found. A stone hewn from the mountain of despair, and a light struck in the darkest of the night. In the end, we will all find hope. Or if not, if we don't, well, hear me say this. The God of all hope shall surely find us. This is the gospel of Jesus Christ and the promise that we have in God eternal. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God and Mother of us all, and together all of God's people do say, Amen.